Check, check, check. Everything good?
Check. Start it.
Is everything good, cunt?
Fine.
What were you reading?
None of your business. I was reading something. Let's go.
Well, do you want to finish reading it?
Not anymore.
Okay. Do you think it's wise to start reading things like 10 seconds before we're about to start the show?
I just... Whatever, dude. Start the show.
What was it? Like a message?
Nothing,
or is
dude.
Is it important? Because, well, wait. I can play more music. I have more music. Just waiting on you.
Start!
Are you excited?
Sure.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 6th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you so much for joining us, episode 432 of the Jam Hole. Comedy podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com/live. You can watch it live or just be subscribed and you'll get them when we give them to you. You'll get what I give you.
Okay.
And you'll enjoy it.
Is
and you'll listen to it and then you'll delete it, never to be thought of again.
Is that how that goes?
That's exactly how that goes.
All right. Sounds good.
That's exactly. Thejamhole.com/live. Love that page. You can call us 406-204-4687, of course. Three-time nominated. That's, I feel like
Fuck
saying
yeah.
Emmy Award nominated. Three-time Emmy Award nominating supporting actress, Dana Whitten. Five-time nominated, awesome best kisser and chick fucker and funny guy, Matt Lee. Yeah. Could you imagine winning an Emmy?
No.
God, I would get up there. I would get up there and I'd be like, I bet you're all waiting for me to thank God. Well, ha, I'm not gonna. Gonna thank Satan and my mother.
Oh yeah,
for having sex and producing me. Thank
Satan
you.
Satan and your mom had yeah. sex.
Well, no, probably not.
Oh, okay, because your mom's religious.
Right, right,
right.
That would have probably been rape.
Yeah.
Speaking of my mom, guess what I got? No more than 5 minutes before we were about to start this show.
What?
I've been dreading this day. Every child dreads the day when this happens. Email. Facebook friend request.
Okay.
Guess who just got a Facebook account?
Who?
My mom. Which I'm glad that, you know, I don't have to hide every aspect of my life from my parents like other people have to do, because that would be awful. I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine lying to your parents?
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck. But no, it's not that bad because I know my mom reads my Google Buzz and everything I post basically goes there. Everything I post goes everywhere, but it mainly goes there, Twitter, you know, all that stuff. So everything that she's gonna maybe come into contact with on my Facebook page is already all over my Buzz that she reads. I get messages from her. Like, I'll post something, and I'm up at, like, 3 a.m., like, doing some work on something before I gotta go to bed. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing up still? I'm like, how the fuck did you know I'm up? We say that. This is how we talk. I'm like, how the fuck did you know I was up? I read your Buzz. I'm like, wow, you are one of one person
Thanks.
That reads Google Buzz. Thank
I don't
you.
Read Google Buzz. I watch your updates.
That's I do
cool.
just because it's in my Gmail inbox. If I could get all my shit in my inbox like that, it'd be key. Why haven't they done that? What the fuck? I have it on my phone. I have an app called Social Network that came with the fucking phone. One of many lovely apps that I cannot uninstall. Thank you, Verizon. And it's like, it's the universal inbox. You go there and all your shit, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, it's all in that one spot. Why can't they do that here?
I don't know.
They want you to use something like TweetDeck or Hootsuite or something like that. I'm not going to use that shit.
I just use my PingBot, dude.
I use Gmail.
And everything goes everywhere, and I know...
Just pack it in the Gmail.
And you know what? I know that you do basically the same thing, and
well, I'm saying sending out.
And I could see all of your shit.
Right. sending out, you use ping, because that pings everything.
Right.
But, like, you can't use ping to read shit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. They need one place
to read
shit.
But, see, I don't
really
care, because I can see of your shit all one thing anyway.
Right. I'm just saying it would be nice to have it in my Gmail, because that's where I'm at most of the time. But anyway, so you should all find my mother on Facebook and friend her. I think she would get a kick out of that, so...
And her name?
Her first name's Marianne. I'm not going to tell you what her last name is. So you figure that out.
You go ahead and search Marianne on Facebook.
It's not my last name. She changed it back to whatever it was. So I don't want
to
say it.
Friends and find Marianne.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. You'll find her. If you're friends with me, I'm sure you'll find her. But I just don't want to put it out there, because I don't know if she wants that out there. So I doubt she gives a shit, honestly. But so that's pretty awesome.
Facebook, that's weird.
I know. I'm looking for shit for the show, getting everything ready, and I get this email. I'm like, what's this? Oh fuck.
Marianne, blah blah blah. Yeah, I requested you.
It's great.
Oh, wants to be your friend on Facebook. Yay.
It's like icy. It's really slick outside
it's
right
like
now.
Icy.
It's icy as fuck. Okay. It's like slushies outside, right?
Yes, and you know, so, like, you know, actually, well, the main roads and everything are cool.
Right, they're dry.
But, like, the side roads and stuff, like where my uncle lives, dude.
Yes.
I slide through that stuff.
Okay,
line,
so check
like,
this
every
out.
Day.
Like three blocks
it is
up,
caked with ice.
Three blocks up from where your uncle lives. Mm-hmm. If you come down second. There's, like, no stop signs. All the stop signs are the side roads.
Yeah, yeah.
Second is totally dry. Those side roads are icy as fuck. I'm coming down second today, and I see this Subaru, like, slid into the snowbank mm-hmm. on the side road, and there's a fire hydrant right there. And, like, if you wouldn't have hit yes. the bank, and I'm like, I see this, and I'm like, well, that sucks. And I see a guy get out. And he's like an older guy, not super old, but okay. older. And he gets out, and he's out for like 3 seconds. And I see both feet go whoosh,
awesome.
Slow-mo, dude. I'm driving like, no fucking way.
Is that when you texted me? You're like, hey, these parking lots and shit are really
Yeah,
slick.
I got
Be
back
careful.
To the office, and then I was talking to you a little bit. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way. Dude, he laid there. Though I watched this as I'm driving, like,
well,
in my rear
fall,
view.
Dude, you know, when I fall, I fucking lay there for a minute and go, God damn it.
He was, like, looking hurt, though. And Big Balloon says you didn't help him. I was totally gonna... And I was getting to stop and turn around, and I saw a truck stop and help him, so okay. I just kept going. Plus, I couldn't stop fucking laughing, which is fucking terrible. It's so terrible because I've fallen, and I don't usually fall. I'm very graceful
but
on my
hurts.
Feet. But when you do, dude, it hurts. And not only does it physically hurt, but mentally, your pride
yeah,
is like
a little bit.
You just lay there, and then you like slowly do the look around, and you're like, all right, no one saw that. Meanwhile, there's a kid in the truck like just laughing his ass off because he totally saw that, and it was so brilliant. It was slow-mo driving in the truck, dude, in the rear view, like both feet above his head. Boo!
Not only did he slide into the fucking snowbank, but he busted
I know
ass.
That's what I was like, and I was
cool?
totally gonna stop, and I was laughing so hard, and that's
it's a good
so,
thing you didn't help
oh,
him because he'd have been like
stop
laughing at me, you prick.
It was so horrible though, like he hit hard, and I saw him, he like got up on his knees and he was like holding his back just like
like
and that hurts dude, like if you've ever I remember being a little kid and playing
ice
kickball and like you go to kick the ball and you kick it too hard and you slip on gravel and you hit ass first, that like sharp feeling, it's like your ass fell asleep but it hurts like all at once. Oh, it was the worst. And he just ate
it. I remember
it.
When I first got up here and shit and I first got snow. Okay, when I was down in Florida, I had the assumption that snow is soft and fluffy.
Oh, absolutely.
And
until
nice.
Day three of getting packed and frozen, thawed, and then refrozen.
Well, I got on a snowmobile with a friend of mine and I got thrown from it and I landed in a big pile of snow. It hurt a
There's
lot.
There's probably rocks in that snow.
My hands were bleeding.
Yeah, those were
shit.
Rocks.
No, it wasn't rocks. It was because the snow was hard.
Oh,
know?
Well, you're probably snowmobiling on a groomed trail, which is packed as fuck,
No,
dude.
No, no. It was up
was
at my parents'
Was it through powder
property.
And shit?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it just snowed for a while, and it had been there for a little while, so it was a little melted in the middle and shit, and I hit, and yeah.
I've dropped some, like, big, like, 10 to 15 to 20-foot cliffs up on Big Mountain. And, like, you do the same ones because you know where the rocks are and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one day, like, you'll drop just for, like, seconds, like a couple seconds, just free fall it. And then you'll land, and it's poof, and it's so soft, and you're happily right away. But you do that sometimes, and you hit, and it's hard, and it fucking hurts, dude. Like, you hit your knees, and then your knees hit your jaw, and then you bite your tongue off. And that's why I don't snowboard anymore. No, but yeah, like, you hit that shit.
You want to teach me how to snowboard?
You want to hit the lottery so we can afford a fucking pass?
Oh, yeah, they're super expensive, huh?
So expensive.
Oh, my God, Blacktail Mountain.
I love seeing on, like, Google Buzz, speaking of things no one ever uses, I use it, like, on the map on my phone just because it's, mm-hmm. It's a real quick way to see who's talking about what around there if they use Buzz, which... not very many. But every now and then I'm seeing people being like, oh, I'm so excited to go ride Whitefish Ski Resort. And I know every time someone calls it that, they're totally not from here. And they're a total D-bag. And then I always post, it's Big Mountain, homo.
Why don't we go to Blacktail Mountain? Like, isn't that cheaper?
It's cheaper. It's just, I don't know.
Is it not as good or something?
I've only ever been up there when, before they opened, they were looking for ski and snowboard instructors, so mm-hmm. I went and tried out, and they said I was too young, but anyway, I don't harbor any ill will, I just don't ride there, because I know Big Mountain.
I don't harbor any ill will.
I know Big Mountain, like the back of my hand, that's just where I always go. And yeah, it's not that much fun.
I've only been up there a couple times, and I went up there for tubing once, that was fun, but I don't know how to snowboard or ski or anything like that. I usually stay away from the snow.
Yeah.
So, I would try it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would do it just to watch you eat shit all the way down the mountain.
See, but I gotta buy, like, you know, awesome thick stuff.
We'll wrap you up in bubble wrap and pillows and a sumo suit.
Yes.
I mean, you're not gonna be able to ride either way, so what's the fucking diff? At least you're protected. I got here. You'd be like, oh, my hip. I'm getting old.
Thanks.
How is your hip, by the way?
It hurts.
Is that my fault from just being the massive masculine jackhammer of a man that I am?
I don't know.
That's going
dude.
In my next rhyme, by the way.
I have no idea what I did to my hip, dude. It just hurts.
Yeah?
It hurts really bad. I don't know. Hmm. Like, every time I walk...
Did you fall on the ice with your walker?
No.
Come on.
No, I did not.
Do you need another bra because your tits are at your knees?
No, they're not.
Okay.
But anyway, no, my hip has been like this for, this is the fifth day.
My hip, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
It's my neck. Sorry,
I know. Anyway. Thank you.
But I don't know what's wrong with it, dude. It's just, I didn't do anything for it to hurt like this, I don't think. I didn't fucking fall. I didn't do anything weird. I don't know. And
it just happens. And I felt it, like, while you were walking.
Yeah, because every time I walk, you know, when I take a stride with my right leg, it pops.
Yeah, and it felt like sometimes how my shoulder gets. Every now and then it'll hurt. And if I put my hand here and move it, like, you'll feel that same exact thing. But it goes away after a few days, so I hope
it's been 5 days.
Well,
so it's been a whole fucking week.
I'll rub it out tonight.
But the weird thing is, you know, being still and everything, it makes it hurt worse.
Really?
Like, I'll be sitting here, and after I get up after the
is
show,
your hip
when I
having
get up,
withdrawals?
I don't know.
Just your hip.
Just my hip.
God, that would suck.
But, dude, after the show, I'll get up, and it'll hurt worse. Because I
just from
still,
sitting there?
Yeah, because I was still the whole time. And
how
like,
does
last
it feel
night,
when we're outside smoking, when you're out in the cold and shit?
It's all right, as long as I don't put pressure on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But, well, like, last
getting
night...
Getting old, babe.
Yeah, last night, while we were sleeping and shit... I got up in the middle of the night because I had to take a piss, and I've been laying still all night, and I think because I lay on my side and I don't put anything between my knees or whatever, it pulls on my hip or something, and it fucking starts to burn
put
in the middle
pillow
of the
in there.
And then it hurts really bad, and then I fucking had to get up and take a piss, and dude, it was like locked, and when I moved it, it went pop. I was like, oh,
you
use
one of the many furry sexual stuffed animals that we have in the bedroom.
I'll use
and
kitty.
Sleep. Yeah, use the kitty. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Before she scratches my vagina or something. Yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, fuck, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I know you heard me. I was like, fuck, my fucking hip. And you're like, what? I'm like, oh, it hurts.
So have we mentioned before about people that have kids? Like, I know a lot of young people here, they have kids. Can I just say that I'm really over seeing, like, flat-brimmed hat, laid back with, like, baby car seats in the back.
Yeah,
like,
G-thugging it, look at my baby.
Look at my baby, baby. Like, still just trying to hold on to any sliver of a thug life, of that thuggish, shruggish bone life that they can.
You're a little fucking fan.
Like, can we grow up if we have kids? I swear, if I see you walking down the street with a kid and your kid has the flat brimmed hat on and so do you, I'm jumping both of you and stealing your gold chains. I'm going to the pawn shop.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I'm so done
seeing
that.
Another one of my friends from back in the day is having a kid.
It's always the ghettoest car, too. Mm-hmm. With, like, tinted windows. Like, we spent all of our money not getting the car fixed, but tinting the windows so you can't see my car seat. Except that it's all bubbled to fuck, and I can see your car seat. I can see them both. Twins, huh? Lucky you.
But yeah, dude, I saw it on Facebook today, another one of my friends from back in the day that I knew from, like, high school, middle school, is having a baby.
That's good, though, because we were, like, going extinct, right? We were on the list.
Oh, yeah, man, we need to repopulate for sure.
Us, the bald eagle, the grizzly bear, and the dodo bird. I think the dodo bird's dead, but we're holding on, right? We're barely holding on.
It's weird, though. Like,
dude,
I even posted,
why are all our kids dying?
I even posted on her Facebook wall. I was like, damn, seems like everybody I knew from back in the day either has kids or is having one.
But we've talked about that before. That's just kind of what people feel like they're supposed to do. You get done with school, you get a job, you get married, you have a kid. If you don't do that, some people feel really fucking weird.
There's only like two or three people that I know from back then that aren't having kids. You know, there's only a small handful of those people that are my age, if not a little bit older, maybe a little younger. They all have families and shit, you know? They're all into that.
Damn you for having a family and being happy. Well, you're probably not very happy, but, you know.
It's weird. We're not grown up yet. Come on.
I'm 30. I'm done growing up, babe.
Come on. No, I mean, like, dude, well, I'm 24. And
we just don't want kids, though. We don't want that.
I have a busy life. And I want
imagine?
To do things with my life.
Let's say right now I wave my magic wand after I unzip my pants, and boom, we have a 2-year-old. Could you imagine, like, doing what we do with a 2-year-old? It would be a lot of strap that fucker to my back and let's get on, you know? Like, how would you do that? How would you... Mm-mm. We're broke. And let me mention, thejamhole.com/donate, and of course, this month, all that money is going to our little 2-year-old brohound, Samuel. But... like, we're broke, and I could not imagine having that extra expense.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't
want to do it.
People do it.
They stretch and do it, but I don't.
Check out the newest accessory to my thug life gear. It's a little baby.
I don't want to do that.
It's probably not mine, but
cool. I like all the things that I do, dude. I don't want to slow down for someone else. I don't want to fucking...
Well, you know, if it was my baby, we wouldn't be slowing down.
Oh, yeah?
We'd be speeding up. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, we'd find a good baby broker. And get top dollar for that shit. I'm not going to spend money on having a baby. I'm going to make money. See, that's the difference between you and me. You settle for what you have. I'm a go-getter. I'm going to take that money, I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to get mo' money. I'm going to take that money, I'm going to have babies, and I'm going to make mo' money. Mo' money, mo' money, mo' money. That's how you do it. Fucking raisin. Get the fuck out of here with that. Okay, I got a quiz for you. Pop quiz. True or false? Changing your Facebook profile picture... to one, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Changing your Facebook profile picture to one of a cartoon character will help end child abuse. Or
how's that going to help child
abuse? Hold on. Or it will enable pedophiles to more easily make friends with children online. True or false?
Wait.
Okay. Will it help end child abuse?
No.
By you changing your Facebook profile, it'll make me not want to punch my baby in the face so hard.
No.
You know, seeing it, rather than seeing a picture of your baby, now I see a picture of a cartoon.
Option A is a negative.
Okay. Will it enable pedophiles to more easily make friends with children online?
Option B, positive.
You think positive?
Positive.
Dirt! Wrong answer. It is actually false. The origins...
Origins.
Thank you. Of the hot Facebook, the oranges of the hot Facebook trend of December 2010 to replace one's profile picture with that of a cherished cartoon character are murky at best. But here is what is known. According to some... Now, this started the end of November, okay?
Okay.
This is the first thing. From the 16th to the 20th of November, mm-hmm. we shall change our profile pictures to our favorite cartoon characters. The purpose of this game is to remove all photos of human for a few days from Facebook. Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay, I saw that one. So then, December 2010, the beginning here, it changed to change your Facebook profile picture to a cartoon from your childhood. The goal, to not see a human face on Facebook till Monday, December 6th. Join the fight against child abuse. Copy and paste to your status and invite your friends to do the same. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Okay. The next one. Attention! Just reported that the group that started the post about changing your profile picture to a cartoon character is actually a pedophiles group that is doing this because it's easier to get accepted friend requests. Please repost. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see hardly any of it except for my friends talking about it on Facebook.
I got one more. Read carefully. The group asking everyone to change their profile picture to their favorite cartoon character is actually a group of pedophiles doing it because kids will accept their friend requests faster if they see a cartoon picture. It has nothing to do with child violence, NCPCC. It was on a show that warns you about internet frauds and tonight's news. Please copy and paste this. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. Did you see, please change your Facebook profile picture to a picture of a cartoon cock?
That one was mine.
Holla. Okay, so
I didn't see the actual post of it. I just saw my friends talking about it, and I got the gist of it.
Did you change it?
No.
Thank you. I did not either. But then you heard what from a friend that it was on the news, and that this was actually pedophiles gaming their fucking thing.
I'll read it to you real quick.
Okay.
I was just looking right before the show at my, you know, fucking stream on Facebook, looking at what my friends are up to. What's up, guys?
What's up, Facebook? See, what's up, Matt's mom?
Hey.
How you liking Facebook? Hey.
And so one of my friends that lives here in town and shit, I saw her, and she doesn't normally post, so I was like, hey, I'm going to read her shit. It says, attention, the group asking everyone to change their profile picture to a cartoon character is actually a group of pedophiles.
That is doing this because it's easier to get accepted friend requests. Please repost.
They're doing it because kids will accept their friend requests faster if they see a cartoon picture. It has nothing to do with any child characters. And in big capital letters, it says, it's on tonight's news. Copy and paste this on your status and let everybody know. Change your pics back. And I was like,
what she posted is a collaboration of like the last four of these, basically.
Yeah. And I did. I copy and pasted that because I've seen so many fucking people change their shit to cartoon characters. I'm like, no. And I commented on her thing. I said, badass. Matt just found the news story for it. We're going to talk about it on tonight's show. So fucking awesome. Thank you, wonderful world we live in.
So basically, Snope says it's BS. I'm going to have to probably agree with that. And like you said, my first reaction when I first saw that being posted by friends, because a lot of my friends that I went to school with have kids and all that. So, of course, they see that and they're like, oh my God, kids, protect the children, change your Facebook page now, quick. Like, that's really going to, good
that's
job,
not
guys.
How but
that's
the what fuck I thought, is changing like, a photo going to make your kids safe?
Or even, how the fuck is anything online like that going to, you know, like, that is so dumb. So dumb. And so this says that... you know, what we just mentioned, that it began in mid-November with a Facebook post written in Greek that asked folks to exchange their Facebook picture of themselves for a cartoon in recognition of November 19th being the International Day Against Child Abuse, and November 20th, the International Day for Child Molestation. Oh, for children's rights. Sorry. With the stated purpose being to have no real faces but only cartoons on Facebook on the 19th and 20th. Similarly, a Cartoon Network Facebook page of about the same time asked folks to choose a cartoon character as your profile picture this week, with the plan being to have folks post cartoon images in place of their usual profile pics for the 1 week. Has nothing to do with any of that. So, which came first, the raise awareness of children's issues or the post a cartoon pic just because it's fun impetus? Can't at this point be ascertained. Adding to the confusion, some messages position the posting of cartoons as a lighthearted attempt at internet subversion to remove all photos of humans for a few days from Facebook. Which
I think that
would have been funny, whatever. Yeah. It's dumb. Others as a way of reliving and even reveling in one's childhood. This is the one I saw. They said there should be no human faces on Facebook but an invasion of memories. And yet others as a way to combat child abuse. The fight against child abuse misses provide no suggestion of how changing one's profile photo would accomplish the objective of safeguarding children from harm, yet the potent allure of slacktivism being what it is that one can participate in affecting meaningful societal change by doing nothing, the cartoon profile pic game rapidly picked up speed. In early December, a Facebook-based campaign to raise both awareness on the child abuse front and to garner financial support for the agencies engaged in combating that evil appeared. While it is remotely possible the cartoon character meme began there, it appears far more likely that an anonymous benefactor thought to flesh out, slacktivist, change your profile pic to fight child abuse, and treat it into something more substantial, tangible, and effective. Attention to the issue of harm to children was appreciated by some, said the British charity, the National Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, that's the NSPCC, about the Facebook game. They said in a tweet, although the NSPCC did not originate the childhood cartoon Facebook campaign, we welcome the attention it has brought to the work we do. So, how does this help? How everyone's displaying a picture of a cartoon character in place of their usual image on their Facebook pages would work to help pedophiles wheedle their way in with children is hard to grasp, but it didn't matter. Once one raises the alarm about pedophiles on the hunt, common sense takes a backseat to alarmism. The messages raising the hue and cry about pedophiles quickly swamped all others. Indeed, in just the space of just a few hours on Sunday, December 5th, Snopes received just under 700 emails of such nature. Which utterly dwarfed by comparison the combat child abuse by changing your profile pic and treaties then coming in. That's pretty awesome. And then the HuffPo, holla, you fucking jerk offs. We recently wrote about a trend sweeping Facebook that involved users changing their Facebook profile pictures to images of cartoon characters from their childhood. While Facebook status updates explained that the profile picture switch-up was a show of solidarity for the fight against violence to children, a fast-spreading online rumor attributed the cartoon profile pictures to a more nefarious group, the pedophiles. They're doing it because kids will accept their friend request faster if they see a cartoon picture, one HuffPost reader told us in an email. Jerkoff. According to Facebook spokesperson, there's no basis to the rumor that child predators have spearheaded the wave of cartoon characters taking over Facebook profile pictures. They said, this rumor is false and has been reported by others. Thousands of people have taken up the campaign, none of whom can be identified as either young or old based on the profile picture chosen. Furthermore, groups like the NSPCC in the UK, while not responsible, have welcomed the attention it's drawn. And then, quote, of course, people should be careful on Facebook and wherever they go online, especially if they are Matt's mom, because Matt doesn't want to fix your fucking computer again. As always, we advise people to think twice before accepting friend requests and not to accept friend requests from people they don't know.
So that's kind of hard with us, though, because sometimes I get friend requests from people that I'm not sure about, and I have no idea who the hell they are, but I know that I see that they're friends with the Jam Hole.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, they must be fans of the show.
And see, when you're public like that, like, you have a podcast or something like that, and you have all your info out there, it's less of a big deal.
Right.
I know that everything I post online all the time is going to be public for everyone to see, not just who I'm friends with.
Me too.
And I know that it's written in permanent marker, not pencil.
I don't lock down my shit either.
It's there forever.
I let it open.
Exactly.
Yeah, I leave it open so that way people can come and look and check out my old shit.
In the same vein, because we do that, we're a lot smarter about what we post for
right.
the most part.
Right.
We're not like, here's our address, here's our fucking shit. You guys know you can call us, all that kind of stuff. But we're very, very private about particular things.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, how many people, it's not like we live in New York or LA where a lot of our listeners are here. Most of our local listeners are friends of ours.
Right, right.
So, and it's hard for someone to, you know, come all the way to Kalispell, Montana to fuck with shit. Mm-hmm. You know, if we lived in a big city, maybe it would be a little easier and I would be more concerned. But what are you going to do? Seriously. Like, come on. Fucking internet.
Yeah, I mean,
but still, I worry, like, when I see a Facebook friend request from my mother, I worry. I know she's smart. She's a very smart woman, and I know that she knows her way around the internet for the most part, but I also know how tricky social engineering can be.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that her first instinct is going to be like, oh, wow, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm worried about. So
she's going to get something malicious. And
especially on Facebook. There's a lot of that shit that goes around. And all it takes is for one person you're friends with to get their shit hacked. And now it's sent from them to you. So you're like, oh, I'm friends with you. What's this? Click. Pwned.
Oh, but hey, speaking of our fans and shit. What was it? Yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I was at work and I was closing down and stuff. And I put out an order of nachos or some shit, and it was to go, and I put it out, and it's sitting there, and I grab a broom, and I was sweeping some shit up, and then I see a head pop into my window right there.
Yeah.
And it was Kelly. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
He came by, and he's like...
He's going to come over for the Hotbox show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. He told me.
Nice.
He's like... Those like my Kelly. Nachos? And I'm like, I guess so. Did you order them? And he's
that's
like,
cool,
fuck
man.
Yeah. And I had him come back and we talked and hung out for a while. And I gave him a little tour of the kitchen and shit and, you know, hung out for a little bit. It was pretty cool. He's like, yeah, I've only ever eaten the nachos here or the tacos. So I'm like, dude, you got to get something else. So it's pretty cool. I just thought that was pretty cool. He came by and like said hi and hung out for a little bit.
That is cool.
I made him dinner.
Oh, I do want to mention, too, thank you. Apparently, Willy Goat is our new, what's it called? Not PR, but our new analytics monitor. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
What?
Willy Goat is our analytics monitor. Okay. We got another message from him. Remember, last we heard from our monitor is that we were 192 out of 200 on the top iTunes comedy charts.
Right, right.
Which is cool, because we've never been on there before. It's not really anything I've pushed or anything like that.
You
so,
don't really check it either.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I don't use iTunes or anything. Mm-hmm. He sent us an email over the weekend, and he said, whatever you guys are doing, keep on doing it, because now you're like 160-something. Huh. So, like, we climbed, like, 30 spots just last week, which is fucking cool.
Awesome.
So I just want to thank you guys for that, and definitely keep, you know, telling your friends, subscribing them to iTunes. That's key, I guess, is getting in that directory. We need people to be subscribed. If you're subscribed, give us a rating and write a review. It takes a sec.
I think that has a little bit to do with the nomination.
Yeah, a lot of traffic is getting to that Podcast Awards site and seeing us 3 times in a row, turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think us being pushed up, you know, 30-some spots over the weekend probably has a lot to do with being nominated again. Everybody going to the site and seeing that. And that's really fucking awesome.
So thank you. But definitely, you know, review. It takes a sec. And make sure you're subscribed to iTunes, even if you watch the live shows. Even if you're sweet on an Android with BeyondPod, never having to hook it up to a computer, you know, make sure you're subscribed to iTunes just so we get that fucking bing, that number. So it definitely helps. And once we break that 100 spot,
oh man,
I think we'll get up there pretty quick, because a lot more people will see it, a lot more people will check it out, and maybe a couple of those will like it. That's how it works. I went to the post office today. Fucking hate the post office. Ask me why the post office is going bankrupt.
Hey.
Because your experience fucking sucks and makes me want to kill myself. Yeah, your experience makes me want to kill myself. And I rarely go there, and if I do, it's just to check the P.O. box, thejamhole.com/P-O-B-O-X.
Yeah, you're usually
the address
not
is there.
Out.
You can send us a what's it called? A postcard? Yeah, send us one of those.
One of those.
And money. And Christmas presents, but not glitter. Burger.
And not giant dildos.
Please. I don't know. We could use another giant dildo. Can never have too many giant dildos. Come on. Well, if we want to dress up and sword fight, we'll need another one, okay. Right?
I want a green one if you're going to send one.
Sure, sure.
It needs to be a strap-on giant dildo. So I can
right.
run around.
You're
going to
need a big chainmail belt right. for this one.
Right.
But so Burger wanted some stickers, and FG Beatmaker Extraordinaire wanted some stickers. So I got those sent out. I went to our post office where our P.O. box is. Mm-hmm. Line out the fucking door.
Are you serious?
The majority of the line, old people. Ask me how many tellers they had.
One. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'll go to the other post office.
Fuck yeah.
Go and do what I had to do. Go to that post office. Decent sized line. Uh-huh. Three tellers.
Every time I go to the post office, dude, there's always a line. No matter what I do. And it's usually filled with old people because they don't know how to mail shit on their own. Like, you have to give it... Like, they hand
like
them
me,
the
I
letter and have them put it in an envelope, write the fucking address on them, put a stamp on it, and then put it in the fucking mail form.
Yeah, fuck that. That's bullshit.
What is wrong with you?
But so they had three, and I'm like, all right, I gotta mail these out. And Burgers was cool. He sent a self-addressed stamped envelope like he should. But FG, he just said, you know, send me some stickers when you get a chance. So I had to get stamps and all that. But I go there, and I get to the front of the line, and... There's this kind of hippie-ish looking post officer. Are they post officers? It's like a police, right? The post office
sure.
officer. Okay, so nice looking gentleman, looks friendly.
Postal worker.
Post officer. $2.02. I'm like, all right, $2. Fuck, I don't have 2 cents. He's like, I'm like, here, I give him another dollar. And he's like, he throws it back at me. He's like, I got this one. And then he leans like in and he's like, Merry fucking Christmas.
Are you serious?
I was like, yeah, dude. Merry fucking Christmas to you too.
Are you serious?
It was so awesome.
Oh my
Old
God.
People in line and shit. He just like, Merry fucking
Christmas. That is so great.
I know he saw like the jam hole stickers and stuff because I always put a jam hole sticker on the parcel.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know if he was just, like, cool or if he's like, I'm a kid and who gives a fuck? And I shave, so I look like I'm 17. And he's just like, yeah,
you don't
this
look
kid
17.
Is cool. Right.
You look about 25.
22.
In between 24 and 25. Like
22 and a half.
25.
I know. Definitely not 30, though.
No.
Super soft.
Are you getting to that age where you're trying to look younger?
No, I just...
Are you to that? Is that the turning point?
I shaved for you.
When you start trying to look younger? Because you know when you're young, you try to look older.
Right. I don't think I did that either.
I
just
didn't
give a shit.
Well, like...
I just hung out with
older
people.
And then, you know, you don't really care so much through your 20s and stuff, but then I think when you get in your 30s, you start trying to look younger. You're like, I want to look young again. But when you were young, you didn't care. So,
right.
Is this that point? Are you
no, I just shaved point? Just because it's been a long time since I had, and then I forgot
look
what
younger.
I look like.
Are
I
you
forgot
feeling
what I
old?
Look like.
Are you starting to feel old?
No,
huh,
not
honey?
At all. I will
What's
rack.
Wrong,
I will rack your hip tonight. I'll show you feeling old. No, not at all. I just sometimes it's nice. All right. Thejamhole.com/forums. Hey, we have a forums. Come join it. It's pretty neat. I just want to mention that. And like I said, /donate. Help us get some cash for our bro Sam.
Please.
I promise if you guys do this, well, I'll do this anyway, but when he's like older and talking and stuff, I will bring him on the show. And if he doesn't know like what happened with his father, I will break it down to him and we will be best friends.
Well, he needs to be like old enough to understand everything.
Right. That's what I'm
that.
Saying. We're going to wait for sure. But. So, got a little local news here. Do you know who our good friend, a good friend of the Jam Hole, is this where we get red flagged for tonight? Our good friend of the Jam Hole, Ted Kaczynski, a.k.a. the Unabomber. Are you familiar with this gentleman's work?
Sure.
Do you know who Ted Kaczynski is?
Sure.
He lived in Montana. Do you
okay.
know what his thing was? The Unabomber. Take a guess.
Blows up things.
He liked playing Bomberman a
oh,
little
okay.
too much. Okay, so anyway, the property, and this is for all of our rich listeners, the property where the Unabomber lived during his bombing campaign is for sale.
Let's buy it.
This is fucking Park Place Broadway with hotels on it. Snatch it up, dude. 1.4 acres, mm-hmm. Once owned by male bomber and recluse Ted Kaczynski in Lincoln, Montana. Shout out to Montana Connect. Heidi, she's from Lincoln. Holla. Is on the market for $69,500.
That's not bad at all. What's quote, the house like?
Own a piece of infamous U.S. history, the listing says. This is a one-of-a-kind property and is obviously very secluded. This shit is the bomb, son.
You
want
to learn
no
how to make
pun.
Bombs and be by yourself and test them? Here, have this place.
This is it.
What kind of a house is it? Is it like two bedroom?
Well,
what
the
it?
Wooded parcel is discounted from an initial price of $154,500. That's like half almost. Fuck, dude. Yeah. And is an ideal spot for hunters and anglers with the Missouri and Blackfoot Rivers and Bob Marshall and Scapegoat Wildernesses nearby. Power and water are not on the property, but they are available. Real estate agent John Pistolak gave few additional details when reached by phone Wednesday, saying he didn't think the parcel's owner would want him to grant an interview. You think? Mm. He did not name the owner of the land, which has been on the market for about 6 months, but generated little interest. He said he was hesitant to promote the parcel's Unabomber connection. But, really? This is a nice piece of property. Hey, who used to live here before that? Nobody.
Nobody. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, he's like, own a piece of the Unabomber's ass, dude, right fucking here. You know that shit.
This guy killed people here.
He switched
here.
Tactics this week in hopes of finding a buyer. Federal investigators arrested Kaczynski in April of 96 on a suspicion of a bombing campaign that killed 3 and wounded 23 between 1978 and 1995. He earned the Unabomber nickname because of his tendency to target universities and airplanes. Kaczynski pled guilty to the bombings in 98. He sold the parcel outside Lincoln to a friend in 2000. The property does not include the one-room cabin where Kaczynski lived. So, no propita. Or no building. Just propita. Just land.
Oh, well that's gay.
Investigators seized the building as evidence before his trial. Later, the museum in Washington, D.C. put it on display as part of an exhibit on the history of the FBI. Federal investigators removed most of what they found on the property, like bombs and such, booby traps and whatnot. There's probably a few punji stick pits, though.
It's probably got like a nice bunker out back.
Oh, for sure, dude. This guy was fucking nuts. Rita's manifesto, dude, the Unabomber, the old Unabomber book thing he wrote. I've read bits and pieces of it. He was so
out there,
smart, but like way misguided.
That's cool.
they cleaned it up pretty good, he said. Kaczynski, 68, is serving a life sentence at the federal Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado.
Supermax prison, so. Like super jail.
And here, check this out. If you're, I don't know, if you're in the live chat, you can see a picture. There's a tree there, and it has FBI carved in it.
Really?
It's pretty awesome.
I have to see this.
Yeah, it's in the chat. Thejamhole.com/live. You can watch
That's
these with
where
us.
Where you should be watching
7
this.
p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, every Monday, Wednesday,
it
Friday.
It does say FBI.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
All right, moving on. This is a problem, a little bit of a problem. Apparently, the federal government has a $110 billion, with a B, billion-dollar problem with their new Benjamins. Hmm?
Oh?
It's all about the Benjamins, right? A significant production problem.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Do you think that's why these kids, like, do that? Because they're like, oh, Big Papa. Like, I have to have a kid so I can make it in the rap game.
Big Papa.
I blame Biggie Smalls. Guy's dead.
Yeah,
there,
whatever.
I said it. Fuck you, Biggie. What are you going to do? You're dead.
He's gonna haunt you, and he's just
my rap
with
career
haunting,
is
haunting, glowing ghost to ass and smother
right.
you to death.
I'll get the ghost.
That's a big fucker.
I'll get the ghost of Big L to pop one in his ass. It's fine. And Big L will do it, and he'll rap a joke about it, and it'll be funny. So yeah, they're a significant problem with production shutdown. It was with their new high-tech $100 bills has caused government printers to shut down production of the new notes and to quarantine more than 1 billion of the bills in huge vaults in Fort Worth, Texas,
oh
and
my God.
DC. So high tech. I like how.
What are they doing with these bills?
Not putting them in.
No,
the,
what's different about them?
Oh, initially scheduled for release in February of 2011, the new bills were announced with great fanfare by officials at the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve. At the time, this was in April, officials announced the new bills would incorporate sophisticated high-tech security features, including a 3D security strip and a color-shifting image of a bell designed to foil counterfeiters. Ah, they totally foiled themselves. The production process is so complex, it fucked them all up, and they printed fucked up bills.
Wait, so what's... What
They're unusable because of a creasing problem in which paper folds over during production, revealing a blank, unlinked portion of the bill face.
Oh, shit.
But, so, you did this and you fucked up, and that's fine. Like, print more. You're the one that prints the money. Or maybe that's a sign that you've printed a little too much money. Do you think?
Well, I mean, okay, they're saying that this is a billion-dollar problem because they did so many billion dollars worth of money, right? Well, just replace it. Fucking get...
That's what I'm saying. Like, print more. Fix the fucking problem and print more.
Money is in place of...
It doesn't mean anything anyway.
Money is supposed to be in place of gold.
Well,
that's what the value is supposed to be. So you're not carrying around bricks of gold. You're carrying around money that says, this is how much gold I have.
Right. How much gold do we have?
None. So money really doesn't mean anything
anymore. Oh, that is a sad, sad joke.
But when you're printing money, you know, you would figure that it should only cost you the materials that it you know, the material for initial money and ink and, you know, all that stuff, the paper and the printer and all that or whatever.
Is it weird that we have people that counterfeit and they make money better than the government does?
A little bit.
That's fucked up.
But you know what? I mean, they should be able to just trash that money and call it a mulligan because they're the one who make the money. Why?
Exactly.
I mean, you can't put this money into circulation because it's no good. So it shouldn't be any good. It shouldn't be worth this billion amount of dollars.
It's
shouldn't
printed
be a
the
billion
paper.
Dollar problem.
You're out. You're asked out the paper and the ink that and whoever you paid and probably should fire. You're out that cost. You're not out $1.1 billion because that
this
there
isn't
wasn't
$1 billion problem.
There wasn't $1.1 billion to begin
right.
with.
Trash it, start over.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal.
An official familiar with the situation told CNBC that $1.1 billion of the new bills have been printed, but they are unusable because of a creasing problem. Right. A second person familiar with the situation said that at the height of the problem, as many as 30% of the bills rolling off the printing press included the flaw, leading to the production shutdown. The total face value of the unusable bills? Jack shit.
Exactly.
They say $110 billion represents more.
That's bullshit.
Listen, represents more than 10% of the entire supply of U.S. currency on the planet. Which, a government source said, FYI, that's $930 billion in banknotes. For now, the unusable bills are stored in the vault in cash packs of four bundles of 4,000 each with. Four bundles of 4,000 each, with each pack containing 16,000 bills. That's a grip of money. Could you imagine? I can totally see this getting busted into.
Yeah. But you can't use it.
Maybe it's worth
this
more.
Is stupid.
It's worth more. That's how they should do this. This is worth more because it's messed up. It's rare. Ooh, there's only 1.1 billion of these bad boys. Thanks, guys. Hey, ask me about inflation. Keep printing money.
Yeah, dude,
good.
This is stupid. Fucking, why is this even a problem? You guys are
You know
idiots.
What's stupid?
You're making yourself go into debt by releasing this and even talking to anybody about it.
Well, they're not
fucking
releasing
trashing it.
It.
No, the story.
Oh, right.
You should have fucking trashed it, didn't let anybody know, and started over. Like a smart person would do. You, whoever you are, who is in control of that whole operation, are an idiot. You're stupid. Are you serious?
Because the officials
it's
don't
paper,
know.
You
they don't
fucking
know
morons.
Exactly what caused the problem. "There is something drastically wrong here," a person familiar with the situation said. "The frustration level is off the charts." "We're so pissed. We can't print money right. This was our bonus. All of that money was going to be our bonus, and now we have to print more. God damn it." Because officials don't know how many of the 1.1 billion bills include the flaw, they have to hold them in the massive vault until they're able to develop a mechanized system that can sort out the usable bills from the defects. Sort it. How about you just burn it all, and start over? Or don't. And wait until what we have catches up to what you're printing. Sorting such huge quantity of bills by hand, the official estimate, could take between 20 and 30 years. Yeah, okay, God. How about job security? I'll do it.
Right.
One for you, one for me. Yeah, it turns out there was only like 500 million of them.
Right.
Go figure. I guess it fucked up counting also.
Officials say... sucks. You can buy a new one.
According to a person familiar with the matter, of course, the bills are the most costly ever produced, with a per note cost of about, ready, 12 cents, which is twice the cost of a conventional bill, 6 cents, which is honestly all it's really worth.
Yep.
That means the government spent about $120 million to produce bills it can't use. Yay! On top of that, it is not yet clear how much more it will cost to sort the existing hoard of $100 bills.
Oh my God.
You're a fucking idiot. So,
seriously.
Well, there's a lot more to that, but I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com because I'm done with it. Moving on.
That makes me sad.
What have we learned?
Man.
Yeah, definitely.
For real.
What have we learned about the Middle East? Totally fucking sucks.
Oh, no, no.
Right, okay.
A dirk.
We've also learned that they are maybe not down with, how
sex?
Do I say it?
Sex, I've heard that.
Sexuality,
right.
Porn.
The female being, form.
Exactly, the form. Okay, so we all know that, right? Would you ever code a porn website and live in the Middle East?
No!
Fuck no!
No!
Okay. Any Canadian attempts to secure the release of a Richmond Hill, Ontario website developer facing the death penalty.
Oh my gosh.
Sharia law. Sorry, guys. Our Bible says so. In Iran, for allegedly designing adult websites are unlikely to be successful, says an expert in Middle East politics. You're effed. Sorry, dude. Saeed Melkpour, 35-year-old Iranian-born Canadian resident... should have stayed in Canada.
Yeah.
Was sentenced to death Saturday by an Iranian judge after being charged with so-called internet offenses. You're being charged with internet offenses. Because, you know, they had internet back when Sharia law was written, right?
Right.
Okay. Including taking action against national security by designing and moderating adult content websites, as well as... agitation against the regime and insulting the sanctity of Islam.
That's stupid. You should die for that.
Yeah. According to R.L. Really? Braun, a political science professor at the University of Toronto, the Canadian government, like most Western democracies, carries little weight with the fascist Iranian state, a standing made worse by the fact that Mr. Melkpour is not a Canadian citizen, but rather a permanent resident. Quote, "It would be difficult even if this individual were a Canadian citizen and born in Canada, but since he's not, he is completely fucked. This is a government that has disregarded the norms of international behavior for a long time, has persecuted many of its citizens, and is holding American citizens who are accused of espionage," he said, referring to Shane Bauer and Josh Fatale, both 28, arrested in July of 2009, after they were detained while hiking along the Iraq border. They were like, "Come get me up." "No, you can't."
Oh.
I totally just kicked the... Hold on.
Matt, what the hell did you just do? Dude.
I did what you did last night, except the lid didn't fly off of it and make a huge mess.
Okay.
Although I did spill my bong yesterday.
Okay, so we're even there.
I'm so not proud of that.
I've never kicked over the cash tray.
Done that, dude. Never.
I never kicked over your cash tray.
I'm so careful. I've done that all the time.
Well, that's the first time I did it.
So.
That's so
he was totally
so because,
like taunting them, right? Like, come and get me and blah, blah, blah.
Because he was born there and not born in Canada, he's able to get the death sentence. Like, if he was
born in
Canada and was a resident,
he would still be fucked. They would maybe have a better chance of getting him back because he is a Canadian born citizen. But since he was just a permanent resident and an Iranian born, they're like, no, he's ours anyway. And we're going to fucking kill him.
It's not
because
his
he made a website.
Of where he was born. That's not fair.
Right? But could you imagine being born in a place like that?
No.
Fuck that, dude. Right?
No.
You would do everything you could to get the fuck out
yes.
as quick as you could. And if you couldn't, you would kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude.
That's
They're
ridiculous.
Crazy.
So why should you die because of that? I mock my God every damn day. And
They're
I'm not
crazy.
Getting killed for it.
And not is it just like Russia, how they were communists and, you know, for a governmental reason. Like, these people are doing it for a religious reason, which makes them that much more fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy, Iran. Come kill me. You can't. Because you're fucking crazy. So, this is government, right, disregard them. They remain in Tehran and face charges of spying that carry a punishment of 10 years in prison. Okay? Yeah, and actually, Berger says, bet the house stunk for a while. Bonwire is very stinky. I'm lucky that every Tuesday and Saturday when Sandy comes over to do the hot box, we always clean the bong.
Yeah, and you use your bottled water for it,
right,
too.
And, well, that doesn't really matter, but
it's
the fact that it keeps
water.
Clean. But whenever I get a new kind of pot, like, I'll clean it just to see what it tastes like in a fresh clean. So it rarely gets stale, but it did still stink. I felt like such a fucking retard. I've never done that.
Well, it is
I was recording some hip-hop, and I had, like, the bong here and the mic here, and I had just too much shit in my way, and I plugged in my headphones, moved my hand, and the thing, like, went flying, and I'm really surprised it didn't break. Anyway. Right, they're going to be in jail for a while. Quote, the United States is a superpower, and it isn't able to free its own people.
That's ridiculous.
So, this guy, he came to Canada in 2004, after which he became a permanent resident. So, Canadian resident.
Okay.
According to his supporters, who have set up a website campaigning for his release, Mr. Malkpour worked as a freelance web developer and programmer and designed a program allowing photos to be uploaded and posted on websites. Cool. He loved computer and was pretty good at it, his wife said. She said her husband's program, to which he attached his name as a designer, was used to create part of an adult website unbeknownst to him. So he didn't,
even know.
He wrote code that someone used for porn websites. So they say. I don't know.
Bullshit.
Either way, it's fucking bullshit. It shouldn't matter either fucking way, dude.
No, it shouldn't. But
it's the internet.
Especially if he just wrote the
That's
code
effed.
And somebody else used it and you're getting
right.
charged for
exactly.
what they did.
That's totally
with your
effed.
Code.
That's like fucking torrent search engines getting busted for copyright infringement. They're
right.
a search engine. They're not hosting shit.
Right, right.
That's bullshit.
They're
that's
just enabling you to find it.
Exactly.
And
who cares? You can find anything on the internet. It's not their fault that that's what their algorithm does.
Right.
That's fucking retarded.
I can't believe
it's all
that.
Math
just his code? Oh
right?
My God.
That's crazy. Some equations and
shit.
And
he's getting put to death.
Yeah.
For writing
like,
some
think
code.
Think about that. That's fucked. That's completely fucked.
For being smart and writing some fucking code.
That some other jerk off used and was like, ooh, I bet I can upload porn pictures. Oh, look at that again.
Done.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, he says, yeah. It's like a nightmare, she says. In October of 2008, he was detained in Iran after he returned to his country of birth to visit his ill father. He's been there ever since. Tehran's Evin prison. That's where he's been.
So he went there to say hi to his dad and got
arrested.
Who
was dying, who was ill, in October of 2008. It's now December of 2010.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're going to kill him. That's fucked.
How
I'm actually, I feel bad
went,
for this guy. That's
how
totally
did they find
fucked.
Him when they went over there? Was there like a warrant or something?
They just
let him come back? And
dude, they just found him. Trust, it's not that hard.
You're like, oh, you're that, hey.
Yeah. Hey, we know
come
you.
Over here.
Yeah. Professor Braun suggested Mr. Malkpour may have been targeted by the Iranian regime for his web skills. You got leet skills. We're going to kill you now.
Yeah.
The Iranian regime operates on the basis of trying to control information as much as possible and are therefore very suspicious of anyone who would even have the potential of being able to communicate or break through barriers placed on internet communication. In an open letter to prison officials in March, Mr. Malkapur says he was tortured and forced to make a false confession. Quote, "While I remain blindfolded and handcuffed, several individuals armed with cables, batons, and their fists struck and punched me."
Wow.
"Such mistreatment was aimed at forcing me to write what interrogators were dictating and to compel me to play a role to a false confession in front of the camera based on their scenarios. Once, the interrogators stripped me while I was blindfolded and threatened to rape me."
What?
"With a bottle of water." It wasn't even good water.
Wow, dude.
"It was Fiji, and it was big and square." You jerks.
He's fucked up.
For a code. Keep in mind, this is all for typing a few lines of code. Okay? Just think about that.
Soak in.
Think about that. "He is the latest Canadian resident of Iranian descent to find himself facing punishment for supposed crimes against the state, joining Hamid Ghashami, Shah of Toronto, who is reportedly facing death, and Hussein Durka Durkashan, a Toronto blogger serving 20 years in prison for blogging."
Dude. That is fucked up.
Elaine Cachion, spokesman for the Department of Foreign Affairs, said Mr. Malkapur's experience appears to be another case in which someone in Iran is facing a death sentence after a highly questionable process. Duh! We've been over there for how long and this kind of shit still happens? Good, guys, good. Canada, in concert with the international community, is striving to hold Iran accountable for such human rights violations. Fucking duh. Appalling. Dude. Appalling.
Seriously.
Okay.
And he didn't even use it to make
a
the porn
few
site.
Lines of code. So they say, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, for sure.
So basically, he just provided the means for somebody else to make it.
Or for someone to upload wedding pictures. Or for someone to upload child porn. Or for someone to upload Jesus pictures. It's
not your fault if they're using your shit to do harmful things.
Not
okay.
At
that would be like if I sold you a baseball bat and you killed somebody with it and they charged me for it.
That would be like if I sold you a car and you got drunk and killed somebody in it.
And they charge you for
exactly.
the murder. It's ridiculous. That's
that
just
would be like
so fucked.
Yeah,
it could go
there's
on.
There's so forever. Forever and ever,
that is
amen.
Fucked, dude.
There's your
Seriously?
Religion, though. There's you're doing
Ta-da!
Good. Ta-da! Hello.
Thank you, world.
I saw that, and it blew my fucking mind.
That pretty much blew my mind.
Right?
I can't believe that. That's oh my god. That's
what do you do?
Nothing.
All right, well, let's move on a lighter note here. Luther, Oklahoma, hit-a-hat-a-herda. A man who shot himself in the head has been arrested for then driving under the influence of alcohol and for driving with an open container of alcohol in the vehicle as well. Okay? Shot himself in the head driving and then driving.
You know, it's really funny. Not funny, but
no, it's
some
hilarious.
People, when they go to try to kill themselves and they put the gun to, like, you know, the roof of their mouth or their chin and they don't angle it backwards, they just shoot through their face.
Yep. That is hilarious.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Say it with
it's
a straight face,
funny.
Devil woman. I
well,
love
I mean,
you.
Then
hey,
you're fucked.
I love you.
I love you.
You are so fucked.
I know. But, dude, it's so...
It's hilarious. I know. Say it again. Going to hell. Next stop.
That is so great.
Woo, woo.
But seriously, ba-na-na-na. Dude, like, you're trying to kill yourself. What better insult to injury than fucking...
And then getting a ticket. Getting a fucking ticket.
Yeah, getting arrested. I just shot myself
and
in
now
the
you
face.
Have a Dewey.
You leave me alone.
Now you have a Dewey on your record. You jerk off. According to the Oklahoma Hittahatta County Sheriff's Department, deputies were called to the scene of a man who had reportedly shot himself in the head Thursday night. The caller said the man, 25-year-old Cash Mayer.
What?
Cash Mayer. Yeah. He was He was still breathing. Deputies said while they were on their way to the home, Mayer left the scene driving a car with an eyewitness as his passenger.
Oh, my God.
Sheriff's deputies eventually caught up with Mayer on the road. They noticed a gunshot wound on the right side of his head. The wound was determined to be a graze. Deputies concluded Mayer was driving under the influence of alcohol, as well as driving with an open container of alcohol in the vehicle. He was taken to a hospital, treated for his wound, and then booked into the detention center.
Oh my God, dude, that sucks.
That's so amazing.
That's pretty awesome. That I don't even know what to say to that one. So.
All right, moving on. Two men are charged after... This is a little rape story for you. Investigators say they raped an Altoona woman.
Altoona?
I hope her pussy didn't smell like Altoona. Come on. All night, baby. They raped her with a live animal. Do you care to take any guesses as to the nature of the beast?
A snake.
Absolutely.
I was thinking something that looked like a penis.
A criminal complaint.
I'm like, what kind of animal looks like a penis?
I love you.
I love
Burger
you.
Says sheep. Just like cramming a fucking lamb up that twat.
For some reason, you know what I thought of first? A bunny rabbit.
A bunny.
Oh, God.
I called and left a voicemail for that. Have you been listening to Destroy V lately?
No.
Do you remember when we interviewed him?
Yeah.
The bunny crush audio and a bunch of people complained and he kind of apologized to them. We were like,
fuck that.
This is Distorted View. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got his fucking balls back. The last episode I listened to, someone made a bunny crush mashup. And he was like, fuck you all, and just playing it. And I called in, and I was like, yeah, man, fuck yeah.
He lost listeners and stuff.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
He took the audio shit down, he cut that out of the fucking episode.
I don't think he did that did he?
Yeah, he did. And then, you know, after he cut it all out and stuff, people were calling in and leaving voicemails with the Bunny Crush audio playing in the background.
I remember that. People
They'd
would play
like,
it
hey,
on it, yeah.
I want to sing a song for you, and it's like, blah. Blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like that makes me really sad. I don't like the bunny crush.
Yeah, but it's
but
fucking distorted.
Yeah,
come on.
You should be able to play whatever the fuck
it's distorted
on,
fucking view. But it was so funny. Like he played it for a good minute and he was just laughing and being like, fuck you all. I thought that was great. I had to call him and let him know. So they raped her with a snake.
Alive.
A 24-year-old gentleman, John Bullock, and a 25-year-old...
Tell me it was like a big, fat fucking
24,
boa.
25 years old.
Okay.
The complaint shows a woman went into a bedroom with the two men in an Eau Claire apartment, and they hit her with something and threw her on the floor. The woman told investigators Jones held her down while Bullocks sexually assaulted her himself... And then with the live snake.
Live.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. Snake. What kind of snake was it?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Aw.
A live one.
It should be poisonous.
Okay. Got a story here. Moving on. A gentleman, a thief, if you will. A thief. He stole a laptop.
Okay.
This is Oklahoma City. He stole a laptop. Found that it had, how would you say, some...
Child porn.
Some child porn.
Yes!
Thank you. Some child porn on it. Okay. He gave it to a friend of his to give to the cops.
Okay.
Right? I'm down with that.
It's okay.
I'm totally down with that.
I don't want to do this.
They say that this area that they all live in is kind of low rent, kind of maybe the ghetto. In the ghetto. A lot of residents say that the neighborhood is family friendly, but lurking in the shadows of a children's playground at a city park sits a home heavily guarded by bushes and branches. It looks like a mess, a neighbor said.
Okay.
The neighbor and many others would like to see it cleaned up, but behind all that mess is an eyesore littered with latex gloves and broken glass.
Latex gloves?
It's a home recently broken into. Police say whoever committed the crime took off with the homeowner's laptop.
Oh, shit.
The thief took the laptop home, found child porn on it. Seeing that, the thief gave it to a friend, gave it to the cops. Quote, there's an old saying, there's no honor among thieves, but in this case, it was actually a thief who found the items on the computer and made sure it got into the hands of the police.
So check this shit out. To be like, okay, you know, I do some shit that's not right, but this is really not right.
This is pretty awesome. Okay.
Okay.
The person, his name is Scott Edward Hines.
Right.
Using a search warrant, the cops searched the 45-year-old's home. You know what they found?
What?
Marijuana. Mm-hmm. Guns.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And surveillance cameras.
All right, that's creepy.
Now, why? What are you doing? Who are you surveilling there? You surveilling Dexter? Huh? Who's loving fucking Dexter?
Last
episode.
If you're surveilling Dexter, you're just going to get killed.
You may get killed. Spoiler alert. Did you like the finale of Walking Dead?
I love Dexter better.
Right, but did you like the Walking Dead finale?
I would have rather that been another episode of Dexter.
Yeah,
Walking Dead's great. It's good.
Shut up.
It's good.
So, neighbors say they saw police seize several computers from the home. The man who lived there? He is described as a quiet, secluded man who dabbles in satanic rituals. I just dabble in, you know, raising a little hell, if you will. Raping some kids, you know. Satanic stuff. Several stones carved as human skulls are in his yard. Neighbors say inside are voodoo items and an old used coffin. Animal control sees two dogs and a calf he kept in the backyard.
A calf?
A calf. You know, for once I find my virgin and we do that whole virginal sacrifice thing. You know how we do. You know how we do.
All right.
That's how we do.
Or he rapes the calf.
Right.
Right.
He's facing charges of possessing juvenile porn, one charge of possessing a firearm in the commission of a felony, one charge of using surveillance cameras to help facilitate a crime, and three charges related to the weed he was growing inside his home. Now, can you point out maybe the least of his offenses, perhaps?
The weed.
What'd you say? The weed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say I would say so, too. I think that's awesome, though, that this dude just busts into his house, steals a laptop, and is like, yeah, got a new laptop. Ah, what the fuck? Gives it to a friend. They go and give it to the cops, and they find all this wacky shit. Amazing.
That's pretty awesome, though. Like I said, you know, he's like...
The first comment is like, is it just me or does it seem strange that a thief breaks in and only steals a laptop, yet leaves guns and marijuana behind?
Right.
That's pretty funny.
Maybe it was one of those big-ass laptops, those Toshibas.
Yeah, right? You know? Like the desktop laptop? Why would you ever carry that around with you?
Know.
Fuck that.
Like David's laptop. His is huge. No, like, dude, like I said, it's kind of cool that he was like, you know... Man, I do some fucked up shit, but this is really fucked up, and had the sense to turn it in.
Absolutely.
Like, that's really cool. So, congratulations. I give you kudos, thief.
Fucking
man.
A, right? Props to that guy.
I give you props.
That's cool,
thief.
Man. That's way cool.
Stop stealing.
Well, hey.
Unless you're going to
If he wouldn't have stole, though, you could just as easily say that man could be raping your kid right now.
Yeah.
If you don't change your Facebook picture to a cartoon, that man could have raped your kid.
You know, I'm helping stop child abuse right now by not having children.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I commented on someone else's post of that. I was like, or you guys could all stop having fucking kids. I don't think she liked that very much.
Well.
Okay, I do want to talk about this.
No kids, no abuse.
That's it. Don't feed the animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Burger sent this in, and this was kind of interesting to me, so I want to talk about it. A student was arrested after a public safety officer observed him marking graffiti on a desk, okay?
Okay.
This happened...
I did this all the time.
In
I get
Texas.
In
Did you ever get arrested for it?
No, I got kicked out of my class.
Right, but arrested?
Like, kicked like, out of the seriously? Class that I could never go back to it.
Undeclared freshman Brandon Berrios, he's 19, he was arrested in connection to graffiti in the Central Library. They arrested him at 4:42 a.m., by the way.
What? What are you doing in there at 4?
That's
what?
Weird. Like, go away.
Yeah.
The public safety officer reported seeing Berrios painting the word Aztec in gold permanent marker on a desk on the fifth floor of the library. When confronted, he admitted to writing the graffiti. He said he wrote Aztec because it related to his ancestral roots and Threesome Adam. He was charged with a state jail felony for graffiti. A felony. For writing on a desk.
That?
Graffiti. Now, when I think of graffiti, I think of tagged murals and train yeah. cars and
He's
shit.
He's writing on a school
he
desk.
He wrote on a fucking desk, dude. A felony? That's kind of
fucked up.
If convicted, they transported him with no problems, and if convicted, he could serve up to 2 years in state or county jail and maybe fined up to $10,000.
Oh, my God.
How many desks would $10,000 buy? Just
How
the
much
one,
is
right?
A desk? What, like $20? Come
Just the
on.
One, right? That covers the one? He bonded from jail, said the graffiti didn't warrant the charges he received. Quote, I didn't do any irreparable damage. It can be erased with Windex. He said I was in there with people who had done aggravated robbery and stuff. And I was like, I just wrote on a desk. Over the last month, multiple incidents of the word Aztec being marked on walls in the Central Library have been reported. Hmm. Police have not connected Berrios to those other reported incidents. Depending on the ruling from the district attorney, the felony charge could be reduced to a criminal mischief charge because the graffiti was on a movable object. If the graffiti costs less than $50 to clean, how much is a desk again? It would result in a citation comparable to a traffic ticket. If the cost was $50 or more, the penalty could be up to 180 days in jail and a fine of up to $2,000.
It's ridiculous.
Completely
I can see, like,
out
a
of hand.
Ticket type deal, like, you know, paying like a $35 fine or something, and you know, whatever, going your way.
Nolly Zended says, "Lol, he 2 years of fuck me up the ass prison for scribbles."
What'd you do? I wrote.
No, that's completely uncalled for. Texas? Really?
Motherfucker, I only killed somebody. You wrote on a desk? That's fucked up.
like,
really?
Buy a new desk and make him clean it.
I know.
You arrest him and give him a felony and ruin his life. Good,
yes,
guys.
Yes, please.
Okay, and last story before we get out of here from our most fucked up state, Florida.
Yay.
Fort Pierce? Familiar with that place?
No.
The smell. Hmm? What do you think this has to do with? The smell stayed with Luisker Luis Yun long after he left the apartment. The smell, okay?
Death.
It's a smell he noticed before walking inside his building. Luis Yun noticed something foul.
Rotting, something
dripping
dead
down
and rotting.
The ceiling and running down his leg. I mean, the walls. It smelled
Somebody
like...
died upstairs.
Blank. What are you going with? Smelled like blank.
Rotting something.
I'm going to say you're absolutely wrong. Nolly Zended says pussy. No.
Fish.
Meth Lab Burger says no. Feces.
Oh.
Poop.
Okay.
Louis June called Fort Pierce Police. And when officers went upstairs, they discovered it was
poop.
Blank.
Poop.
Poop.
Okay.
It was poop.
Okay.
Possibly human
Smells
poop.
Smells like poop. Looks like poop. It's probably poop.
It's poop. It had been dumped out everywhere. On the mattress, the couch, and the floor. The crime scene report says CSI Miami
somebody
next
had
episode.
A vengeance ex.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah, somebody had a vengeful ex, and that's what happened.
The room had several dozen containers and a 5-gallon plastic buckets that all appeared to have contained the offensive material before someone dumped them out onto the floor and furniture in the room. Police believe the tenant was angry about being evicted. Landlord Oriol Netville said the renter had been acting aggressive and threatened another tenant with a knife, so Netville kicked him out. As for the why the man had so many containers of shit, officers believed it may have been a little known and widely speculated way to get high called
Jankum.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Who wants
we
some Jankum?
We watched that on 1,000 Ways to Die.
Isn't that a hoax and not fucking real? Are you huffing methane? Are you kidding?
No, it's probably real. You could probably get high off of methane. I wouldn't doubt it. It's just like huffing fucking dust or anything else.
Shit and piss mixed up and fermented in the sun to create methane gas, which you then inhale.
Yeah.
Fucking
I can imagine
disgusting.
You would get high off of it. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I bet that you could, you know.
Fucking disgusting.
Well, people are crazy.
Jankum is an alleged hallucinogenic drug of noxious gas caused by the fermentation of sewage. However, many insist Jankum use is a hoax. Snopes.com, a website designed to debunk internet rumors, says, quote, evidence that Jankum use is a significant phenomenon in the U.S. or that the substance can even produce the effects described is scant. Inspectors with the Fort Pierce Building Authority deemed the building unsafe and condemned it, forcing the handful of residents, including Lu Xun, to move out. He salvaged what he could from his apartment, but many of his belongings were covered in shit.
Ew.
I gotta find somewhere to move, he says. You know, if you don't have no money right away to move, try to find something. That sucks. Police are still looking for the tenant. The landlord estimates the damage to be at least $150,000. He says the building may have to be demolished. You had so much shit in there that now the building has to be demolished. 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 Duh. Oh, boy. Ta-da!
Ta-da.
Ta-fucking-da. Congratulations, guys. All right. Well, baby, anything else before we get the fuck out?
TheJamHole.com/donate.
If you want to follow the TV shows we're watching and movies, gomiso.com. GOMISO.com/TheJamHole. We have an account there. And it's actually kind of cool. I like
Dexter.
It.
I love Dexter.
One more ep.
So hard.
So, The Walking Dead. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
That was good.
I like that. Definitely. Dexter.
Goodbye,
definitely.
Yeah, I had a dream.
American Dad, on point.
Oh,
Family
yeah.
Guy, fuck yeah.
Fuck
right?
Yeah. Oh, dude, man. I watched, or I didn't watch, I had a dream last night about Dexter. It was weird.
Were you Dexter and I was Lumen and we were getting down?
Wait, what? No.
No.
I had
must
a dream.
Must have been just me.
That I got, you were Lumen and I was Dexter, because that's what you said.
Whoa.
That's why I said, huh? Yeah. But, no, that'd be hot. But, no, I had a dream that I had his knives.
Nice.
It was weird. Like, in my dream, and it had, like, his name on the handle.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. It had his that's what I remember. I remember being like, oh, man, these are Dexter's.
This may be going to an unhealthy place. I'll have to keep an eye
it's
on you.
Hot. It was cool.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Of course, thejamhole.com. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Follow us on Twitter. Join the Facebook group. Let's get some numbers. The Hotbox Facebook group is almost at 400, if
oh,
we're
shit.
Not already. We're at like 280 something. So,
wait, if, Jamhole's at 280 something?
Yeah. The Hotbox,
the
I think, broke 400. We were at 398 on Saturday.
What the fuck?
So, invite all of your friends. I don't give a fuck. Just do it. Please. Thank you.
Why the fuck?
Anyway. Yeah. Tumblr, Posterous, YouTube, all that shit. Leave us a message. Like I said, 46204-4687. You can text me, 406-848-1739. TheJamHole.com/forums. If you enjoy the show, come be a part of our community. I encourage you all to take part. The more of you that join in and interact, the more fun it becomes. /YouTube. /donate. Like I said, also on the site, on the forums, and the main Jamhole website, TheJamHole.com. All donations this month are going to our little 2-year-old friend Sam. So, he lost his daddy. We lost a good friend, so we're going to help him out. Thank you to those that have donated so far, and to those of you that are going to. We appreciate it. Yeah. So we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hotbox, and then back here again Wednesday for another episode of this.
Sweet.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I love you.
I love you.
We'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.